We will go to the US now, where doctors have just updated the nation on the condition of President Donald Trump. He remains at the Walter Reed Medical Center and is reported to be experiencing only mild symptoms of COVID-19. The president released a video message yesterday.
I came here, wasn't feeling so well. I feel much better now. We're working hard to get me all the way back. I have to be back because we still have to make America great again.
And joining me now is our very busy Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Morena, Simon.
Morena, Indira.
Simon, what is the latest on how the President and the First Lady, who has also has COVID-19, how are they doing?
Well, as far as the First Lady is concerned, we believe that she is doing fine. I haven't heard an update about her condition today, but she remains at the White House. With regard to the President, a weekend of utter chaos and confusion is continuing here. The president's physician briefed a short while ago and told reporters that the president is on the road to recovery. They think they might be able to discharge him from Walter Reed Medical Center as early as tomorrow. However, this is the same physician who conceded in this morning's briefing that 24 hours ago he misled the public and lied to reporters when he said that the president was experiencing only mild symptoms of COVID-19, that in fact we have learnt that yesterday morning here the president's oxygen levels dipped below 94% for the second time. The first time was on Friday. He has confirmed finally that the president was indeed administered supplemental oxygen on Friday at the White House. He can't recall whether the president received supplemental oxygen on Saturday, which seems baffling, because I think if I was the president's physician, I would probably remember. And he was asked why he had misled the public and reporters 24 hours ago.
I was trying to reflect the upbeat attitude that the team, the president, that his course of illness has had. Didn't want to give any information that might steer the course of illness in another direction, and in doing so, it came off that we were trying to hide something, which wasn't necessarily true. Here I have it. The fact of the matter is that he's doing really well, that he is responding, and as the team said, if everything continues to go well, we're going to start discharge planning back to the White House.
So he concedes having provided inaccurate information to the public on Saturday, but today says his patient is doing so well that he might be discharged and returned to the White House on Monday, even though in that briefing he disclosed that the president has suffered from a high fever, that lung scans show what he described as expected findings, although he wouldn't go into details as to whether there was any scarring on the president's lungs, that the president is receiving a steroid, dexamethasone, that the World Health Organization recommends only for severe and critical cases of COVID-19. Indeed, there's evidence that it can have a negative impact if it's prescribed to people with only mild symptoms, and that his oxygen levels have dropped already on two separate occasions. What we are to make of all this, I have no idea.
And more people from the president's inner circle are testing positive for COVID-19. How big is the Trump cluster?
Well, it's substantial. I mean, there are more and more people testing positive on a continuing basis, and not just people of the from the president's immediate inner circle. In terms of political colleagues of his, two more members of the White House resident staff have tested positive for COVID-19. We know that the man who is described as the president's body man, I mean, essentially his chief bag carrier and personal assistant, has tested positive. At least three Republican senators who attended that very ill-advised event on Saturday a week ago, where the president introduced his Supreme Court nominee to the public, they've tested positive for COVID-19, including the president's former chief advisor, Kellyanne Conway. 11 people tested positive at the site of the debate in Cleveland. And there's a huge question here, Indira, about the timeline. There's still no clarity at all, because they keep changing their story. Right. When did the White House know that the president was COVID positive, and did he continue to travel to a rally in Minnesota, to meetings with funders in New Jersey, after they either knew or at the very least suspected that he was positive for COVID-19? Has he in fact been a super spreader?
Gee, thanks very much, Simon. We will keep in touch with Simon Marks over the course of the week to see how that story develops. That is our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.